Yeah, I think that Abby was black too.
Okay. A little road that would go off of the main road.
A shell road, is that what you mean?
Okay.
They have shell roads.
Well, out in the country, say, suppose you came to a man's farm and you came to down a public road, and then to go to his house, you turn off down what?
Well, some of those roads are grass roads, just mud with grass growing in them.
Yeah.
And by the wagons and by the cars riding on them, they just flatten the grass and just make a regular road. That's called out a dirt road with grass growing on it.
Okay. Have you ever seen, you know, now you're talking about the Uncle Sam's plantation?
Mm-hmm.
Now, maybe that would have a road going to the house, and that would be called a what? You know, it had a lot of trees over the road? What would you call that?
Just the road.
Okay. Well,
I don't remember. I know what my parents tell me about Uncle Sam, but I don't remember because I was only a year and a half when I moved from there. And when I went backwards and forward like that, I don't remember much about it. I knew about it.
Okay. Well, then you got your main roads.
Yes.
And then you got what kind of roads, you know, that go off of them?
There were different roads. There were mud roads. There were shell roads. There were rock roads, which is gravel.
Yeah.
And,
Well, some roads.
And there's Asheville, you know, blacktop.
Yeah.
And then there are paved roads. There are five different roads that I know of.
Okay. Now, you know, some roads are state roads, and then other roads are run by the, you know, that's who keeps them up? Is it just a little what?
Well, I would imagine property owners, I guess. The city. The city taxes you for so much, you know.
A place where a man would park his car, that would be his own...
That's his own driveway.
Driveway.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Now, some of them places a long time ago, they called an alley. You know, just a big alley. But,
Where would it go?
It would go from the street to the back of your house, in the yard.
Okay.
And some people would call that the alley, some the driveway.
Okay. Did y'all have a place out in the country where you would take all the cattle and things and drive them down the road?
Yeah, you'd bring them to the pasture.
Okay. And how would you get them there?
Just drive them. Just get a whip. And you get on a horse. And you just go, come on, get out of here, you know, make a lot of noise.
Yeah.
And they all go. One star, they all go. There's no trouble. Two or three people would take a horse and just drive the cows. It depends on how many cows you have. If it's just one cow, you just walk behind it. We had two cows, and my aunt and them, they just walk behind the cow and just say, come on, country, go ahead. And she just go right on. They weren't hard to handle. But if you have a drove of cattle, you have to take a horse and round them up.
Yeah.
And when they're out in the pasture, some people had dogs to go out and help them. Like shepherd dogs, they helped them run the cows towards the road to bring them in.
Yeah. What different kind of dogs did you have? You ever seen a little small, noisy dog going?
Hound dogs.
Okay.
We had the hound dogs. We had two hound dogs. A little bit of short-legged dogs, the long ear, the spotted tail. Those are hounds.
Have you ever had dogs come after you? Have you ever got dogs?
Yeah. Wasn't my dog, though.
You got dogs?
I've gotten bit by dogs. I was just passing, coming from school. I just happened to run to go catch up with some other girls coming from school, and the dog was started running from him and chased after and bit me on my leg.
You got dogs?
My mother took me to the hospital. They just gave me treatment for it.
How many times have you been dog
bitten?
Yeah.
Only once.
That was the only time you ever got?
And it wasn't bad. It was just a scratch. But my mother took me for a tetanus shot just to be sure.
Yeah. Okay. Now.